station slide number 3, the breakdown of the SIU referrals from 2013 is the clearest indication of the problem that we have in so far as processing of these messages. When you've got 881 referrals and the number of cases is 293, the slide speaks for itself. We prosecuted 10 years later, we probably charged the money. So for us it's the rand and cents, and we've added another one yesterday. Rand, cents, and people. Because it's people who are the conveyor belt upon which this money flows. And we want a meaningful prosecution and meaningful sentences, recoveries, and effective sentences. So, yeah. Colleagues, that's just an initial reaction on my part. Can I now hand over to you? I will take hands. Honorable Lees, Honorable Tolash, let me just list you nicely here on the list. Honorable Lees, Honorable Tolash, Honorable Sonia. Honorable Lees, you're good to go.
Thank you. Ask all the questions and then wait for half the answers and not get the other half.
I think because we're good on time, let me give you time to go through all your issues. And then other colleagues, it's fine. Feel what you need to feel. I think we're doing well on time. So as long as we are done with NPA and SIU by 12, so that we can finalize our ESCO. I'm also in your hand, so it depends on how much you have to say. So, but don't feel constrained. I think let's go through these issues with the necessary thoroughness.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll start where we started. And Advocate TV, thank you very much for the report. And as an opening, I think it really is quite becoming more and more obvious that that resources are in short supply. And I'll get to dealing with those just now, perhaps between both of you. Now, the slides that cover the historic ones, which we skipped over, the outcomes are just not there in terms of the disciplinary inquiries, what happened. It's just referred either for discipline or for prosecution. But am I right in saying that you suggested you would in future be getting following up with municipalities and we would get, you referred 5 disciplinary inquiries, the inquiries were held, 2 were dismissed, 3 were hanged from the gallows at dawn, whatever. That's
great, and thank you very much for that. But what happens with the prosecution? Are you going to be reporting, or as Advocate is saying, we need to get the hawks and them? So what I'm saying is we won't be calling municipalities to give us progress, you'll be giving us that. But on your side, you'll be giving us the progress, not the SIU, on prosecutions. It's just a clarity for future meetings. And sorry, you don't need to write down the question. You can just say yes, and we'll move on.
You can have an interaction.
Yes.
And then we will Mike. Please make use of Comrade Mike.
Apologies, Honorable Chair. We could probably have it in both of our reports for all the purposes of our reporting, because we would like feedback from NPA so that in our report we can say we've followed up and these are the matters that have been acted on in whatever way. And then they could also have it in their report. So it wouldn't really harm to do it in that way.
All right. Thank you, and Advocate Pretoria is nodding her head, so I assume she's in agreement with that, so that's fine. Let's move on. I don't need anything more than that.
That is fine. Sorry. Let's certainly it will be the figures, but reporting on prosecutions and, you know, we would, it's probably a joint reporting, because we wouldn't expect SIU to come here purely to report also on prosecutions and investigations, but I think it's a joint report.
I think what we'll do is probably a reporting of the whole cycle, because I think your point has been adequately canvassed for, on making sure that the hawks are here, so that we track that. So I think we will have to devise a reporting format which will take us through the whole conveyor belt, or the whole cycle of where things are. So I think we can do that. Right. Yes, Honourable Delash, when Honourable Lissis will come to you, so let's let him round up and when he's done, and then we'll come to you.
You kind of gloss over the Kimberley Mental Hospital. I don't know if you personally are aware of the history there. That hospital was, construction was started in 2010, 19 years ago. It's not yet complete. The budget, original budget, was 193 or 197 million. I'm not sure of the exact figure. The expenditure to date exceeds 2 billion rand. It is a massive, massive center for corruption. John Block has gone to jail partly on that basis, I understand. I had meetings with the investigators in those cases and gave them files of information. But I really do think it should be one that you prioritize. As far as I know, that hospital is still not operational. That's a comment for my part, but I'm a little surprised that your report kind of just says a hospital and so on. Let's just get to the resources, and I'm speaking to both of you. We've just bailed out the SABC with 3-point-something billion rand. What is your annual budget, each of you?
I think they need a bailout.
Sorry, it's just a ballpark figure. It doesn't have to be absolute.
Just the mic, so you can just go into the record.
Right? Yes, sorry, it's just under 4 billion for the NPA, which is a very small budget.
Ours would probably be even smaller, because it's probably in the region of about between 400 and 500 million.
So, Mr. Chairman, the point I'm making is that we give institutions which are critical for the recovery of our country, both economically and soul healing, less than we give to the SABC. It's appalling, Mr. Jim. It's absolutely appalling. And I really do feel for the people in front of us. I'm sure some of your staff are incompetent. That's the nature of human beings. But I can't believe that the poor record of work performed is just simply because you people don't care. It's just not the case. You don't have the resources. And so, Mr. Chairman, I really would appeal for our report to highlight these inconsistencies. Look at SAA, an airline that we don't need. How much have we bailed them out? I think it's in the region of 15 billion rand over the last 3 years. It is just unconscionable that we spend money on SOEs that just waste it. And here we have something that's going to drive our country forward, both in our social fabric and our economy, or assist certainly with the economy, and we don't give them the resources. So, Mr. Chairman, I really would urge that we as SCOPA assist here as much as we can. There should be no debate about giving this money to these SOEs. Even Eskom, Mr. Chairman. We're bailing out Eskom something like
I forget the figure now in the next 2 years, but it's over 100 billion. And what is Eskom doing to fix the problems? Very, very little. They are the problem. Here are the people we're asking to fix the problems, and we give them pin money. Mr. Chairman, I've had my rant for today. Let's move on and see if I could restrict
that. The question of the MIG funding, how much of that, or have you done any investigations or intending to do investigations that involve the investment in inverted commas of that money in VBS Bank? Because we are focusing on municipalities. So I'm afraid you're going to have to answer me as we go along. You can write them down. I'm asking Ramesh because he raised it, but I don't care who answers really.
Honourable Chair and Honourable Members, as my colleague indicated, that's part of what we are looking at, particularly in a secondment arrangement between ourselves and COCTA. So the secondment arrangement would be to go into COCTA and assist them in terms of the irregularities around that. I know that from an investigation perspective that Hawks are busy with an investigation specifically relating to VBS, so I don't have the actual details. But from our side, at the moment, it's still on a secondment basis, assisting COCTA in terms of looking at the irregularities. If there's a need for any investigation, so we will issue a report, a secondment report to COCTA. At the moment, it's still work in progress. I don't know if my colleague can add on to that. You want to add?
Thank you, sir. Thank you for the question. Depending on the outcome of the assessment, and certainly if there are issues specifically around MIG, the use of the MIG funds and the investment of the MIG funds into certain entities, we will definitely look into that. The other thing is that because the SIU is an allegation-driven unit, if there are allegations relating to this specifically, those allegations could be channeled to us. We will certainly then take those matters under review and then report back on the outcome of that assessment to establish whether or not there are, in fact, grounds for the SIU to pursue a proclamation specifically in that regard.
All right. Honourable Martin.
I would add that from the investigations and prosecutions perspective, this is one of the teams that is quite well-resourced even in the DPCI. In terms of investigators, and we have a prosecutor's team working very closely with them. They're also private sector corporation on this matter. I think there's at least three legs to this matter, and one of them is at quite an advanced stage, is all I can say at this stage.
Okay. I will just can round up and then we'll come back for a second round. That's final one.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Just a point of process to Advocate Montibi. I know I'm focusing perhaps on Tabazimbi, but
you refer disciplinary cases to them immediately. There's sufficient evidence. You don't wait for a report to the president or whatever. But the final report doesn't go to the municipality directly, or does it? Does it go to the president, who then may sit on it for 6 months? What's the process?
Thank you for that question, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members. The process, once we finalise, yes indeed, the outcomes, like referrals of disciplinary, civil and prosecution, those are referred as and when we get the evidence, so they are not delayed until the report. Once the report is finalised, signed off and we send to the President, in that way it becomes the President's report. And the process is that if the state institution, which is the municipality, would like to have the report, we trigger them to request it from the president. So as we speak now, there has been this decision that was taken by the presidency to release the reports to the state institutions, at least to the accounting authorities and executive authorities. So the presidency really do not sit anymore with the reports and don't release them to the state institutions.
But again, they are at liberty to proactively request it from the presidency.
Thank you, Advocate. So do you let them know it's been sent to the president so that they can proactively request, or do they just keep asking until you say no to the president?
The practice has been that they would ask. I think maybe we should then just note it so that when we complete the report, we send a notification to the state institution so that they can request. Yeah, that's the part that we will to do.
Mr. Chairman, my last point then. I'm pleased that there are some well-capacitated investigation, because one or two. The Steinhoff investigation by the Hawks over a period of 12 months managed to trace one transaction. Not a set of books, one transaction. And the Steinhoff, as I've said frequently in forum, is the biggest corporate fraud South Africa has ever seen. And yet, there's no capacity. Or has that changed?
Chief, I may, on this matter, the only reason why we didn't deal with both the VBS and the Steinhoff is because they don't emanate from SIU in referrals. Otherwise, we, you know, it's separate from that. But just to say that I agree with you, and my first report back from prosecutors dealing with this matter, and when they talked about the one transaction, and they were keen to move on the one transaction, I said to them, the country will think, are you serious about this? But we could have, you know, I mean, so, you know, people, you know, but it's just not reflective of the criminality at all. Things have moved, progressed well in that case. There's, you know, getting the report from PricewaterhouseCoopers was also a challenge, and also the fact that, you know, the company that you've been investigating is the one that actually gets the forensic work done, so they're all, you know, issues around that. But at the end of the day, we finally got the report, you know, it was like pulling teeth a little bit, the full report. And there's been a significant progress in that matter. There's a few more transactions than just one. And it's about looking at whether, you know, you move on a few transactions where you could also be criticized for not reflecting the full extent of, but doing something, or whether to still progress a bit further. But there is progress in that matter.
Thank you very much.
All right. Honorable Dulasha, you've got the floor to interact on the issues that are before you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Really would want to appreciate the report from both Advocate Matibi and Advocate Matoi. And I must also register progress made in between the last time they came to come and present and what they've put forward. Chair, I appreciate the fact that this unity is well represented, especially by women.
I knew you
for
would.
For that fact.
I knew
for
it.
That reason, I know the work is going to be done. Malibongwe in this case. Very happy. You have put women where you need to do the
business. I didn't want to steal your thunder. I wanted you to be.
That's us. Honorable Chairperson, I'm also concerned about the numbers of referrals. I'm really perturbed with this pace, and I'm even very worried with the fact that Advocate Kado is beginning to speak a little bit soft than she was 3 months ago. I hope that the system is not changing, because we are told that there are two possibilities. Either you change or it changes you. I'm very worried, because all the time I got to hear her say things must move. I really want to hear her in that pace of things that must move, especially because of the numbers that they've both presented before us. Chair, municipalities, we were, through your leadership, quite very, very wiser to get to where the problem is, having to meet with the municipality so that we can understand the problems, especially the municipalities that are involved in the VPS, but who have been having a disastrous outcome so far as AG is concerned. This is where I then become very worried with the referrals to municipalities. Whether you live there for them to implement, or there is a way for you to get back on the progress that has been made. I'm raising this chair because of the obvious reason. It's always a network that gets involved into corruption. It's not one person. So if you leave it to the same institution that could not pick up that there was corruption, and if they did pick up, there wasn't much that was done about it, do you think you'll be proud of the kind of work that you are making if you don't see the outcome of those referrals? Are there any ways to make sure that you leave it for him? He was there. Don't care whether it was a person, but there's always been an office that's also forever today when that institution gets involved in corruption. So if you take it back to that office, and you don't have systems that are able to report back to yourselves to say this has been implemented and this is how it has been, that's my worry, because this is the understanding I'm having, that it's always a network that goes involved, that is established for the corruption to arrive in this institution.
Maybe Montos, before you can just get a response to that, because I think it forms part of effectiveness, you know, you're referring to a municipality, right? What happens? I think let's tie down on that one properly. Particularly in cases where the MM could have actually been involved himself, because we've seen some very scary things when we had municipalities here. People are players and referees, crafting investigations or terms of reference of investigations which will investigate them, and then they are absolved and someone else is. It's very scary. So okay, I'm not catching you to finish, just tie down on the rest and you can carry on.
No, thank you, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. We do take that point. As part of our follow up efforts in our new value chain, we have, firstly, yes, is to refer them to the accounting authority, but with this point in mind that, you know, the accounting authorities or their offices may also be involved, we have also looked at, we've engaged the Auditor General, that perhaps as one of the points of strengthening this follow-up, that we refer this follow-ups to the AG so that they can include them in their audit program. We were informed that they do that as a matter of course, but we would like it to be flagged specifically by the Auditor General in all the state institutions, well, in this case particularly the municipalities. But part of what we could do is then to mitigate that risk that people in the office or the MM could be involved, is to then also refer it to the executive authority. If I'm not mistaken in this regard, the executive authority would probably be the mayor, but we would like to include the MEC responsible. Again, there's quite a number of possibilities, which could also include, you know, referrals to almost like, if you want, the holding department, which is COPS. So it's a holistic view, so that there is no opportunity of ignoring this referral. But at the moment, we have engaged the Auditor General, and then we'll start referring all of this so that when they audit, they're able to give us feedback as well. But we'll also refer them to the
not only the accounting authority, but to the executive authority in terms of the MSMA, but also includes the responsible MEC.
I'll continue, Chair. However, I'm really not convinced. Because we all know what is taking place in South Africa today. How I wish your end product should belong to yourselves and no one else. Because I can imagine the kind of work that you are putting into that case to end up where it ends up to in court and so on. And now the good end product is to somebody who is not that committed in implementation or your share not being part of that effort. And the kind of message that you are sending to our people, because last time as you came before us, we indicated to say, in fact, the society is looking upon yourselves to rescue their country. Unfortunately, we are not being trusted as politicians. It doesn't matter the color or the name. People don't trust us anymore. Now, you are here, they are putting trust in them. I mean, in you, I'm sorry. And in doing so, having been put that kind of work, I'm worried about your end, good end product. I'm not sure how it must be fixed, but I think it must be fixed. Because you can't say to me, I'm a mayor here, and you bring back this, and you expect me to present it, and if or do it as according to what you have suggested, and you are waiting for AG to look after that, because FG sometimes is overwhelmed because of the same programs that you are talking about. Unless you talk the AG of 1920, that can easily bite where there's a need. However, I don't think it's correct for me to allow the end product that you have put such lot of work to be implemented by somebody else who might not understand the effort. Sometimes people would have doctored everything else. Sometimes they are no longer there. So I really would want to emphasize this honorable person to say something must be done in this one.
Honorable Chair, maybe just an additional point. I see my colleague has got his hand up. What I've also said to my colleagues, that we will, this being the new functional area because of the new strategy and approach, we are... And we've concluded the restructuring and we are busy recruiting into the new structure. This area will have to look at capacitating it appropriately. What I've said to the team is that they may have themselves to also go into the state institutions and go and do the follow-ups and check ourselves. So that's the point perhaps that I didn't highlight. So those others would be additional measures.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Happy now, thanks, Chair. Chair, the issue of the grants, both the mix and there's a lot of misuse in those grants. We've just got that kind of an experience when we're dealing with the municipalities in Limpopo in particular. I guess I know for a fact that you are underfunded, a lot of work is needed to be done, but both grants belong to the same government. And they've got a specific role to play. And unfortunately, they are not necessarily playing that role. You might really take it big, but even the second one, already those grants are paying salaries and so on, something that is not supposed to happen. But also, Chairperson, here, the low-hanging fruits, the PFMA and LFMA, why aren't they being the low-hanging fruit? Once you're dealing with huge, as Advocate Patoy said, these huge, very sophisticated kinds of cases, but there are cases that are there in South Africa that you can easily implement with your eyes closed, just to make that indication that you are there. We're not going to create anything new, because when you are appointed, you are giving that letter, being an MM or something, you know what it means. And why is that in South Africa allowed? Get into this municipality, make men, MM, when they are about to catch you, run. Get to the other one, you go, you commit the same, once they're about to catch you, go to the other one. Nothing happens until